just like your mother. Do you want to die, Sydney? Your mother sure didn't.
Welcome back to the Amanda Candace Podcast, Episode 5, Season 1. This is all about my crazy, beautiful ex-girlfriend. Go. You thought we were gonna get struck today by Sony or whoever the fuck she signed to. You know, congratulations, Doja. I love you, but you know, I'm not paying for this. Sorry. At least not yet. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I've been on a hiatus, a much needed hiatus. Got much needed rest, and I'm ready to come back and just, you know, want to tackle this and get like a real schedule going. You know, I'm moving up. And I'm moving to a much nicer, safer place so I can finally feel comfortable having, you know, pod guests come home to the crib and just do interviews with. Did I just say crib? No, that's not me. I don't say words like that. Like, I know what a house is. That's another podcast. I'm not even going to go there. But I don't use words like crib in my regular vocabulary. I'm just, I'm a little nervous because I haven't done a podcast in like fucking 2 weeks. Like, what's going on? It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. So I want to just spend the next hour. So I don't want to go on forever. Okay. I'm not here to give you some sob story. I'm not here to tell you how I got my heart broken, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You know, I had the privilege of falling in love with my best friend. And even if I'm not her first love, but she was mine. And it was special. It was fucking special, dude. And you know what? Everyone was jealous. Everybody. I mean, when I say everybody, I mean all the guys that had a crush on her in high school. Like, it was awesome. Like, being the girl. Like, any, like, knowing that, like, you took, like, every guy's fantasy. Because she was a bad bitch. Like, she was, like, you know, she was, she was really feminine, and that was something that was really missing in my high school at the time. There was no girls that were feminine, because like girls were wearing Jordans with dresses, and they were, you know, there was no femininity, you know. It was really lacking in the community, and you know, I'm not gonna, you know, out of respect of her and of who she is today, of our relationship and of our friendship, and of our friends, our mutual friend, the people that who know us and still talk to us, even though her and I no longer speak, I'm going to respect her. This is not going to be an episode of me talking shit about someone that I used to love or used to be in love with. I still have love for her. Don't get it twisted. Like, but if she were to call me today and say, I lost everything, I need your help, like, I would help her. Like, that's the kind of friendship we had. And like, I'm gonna state for the record up front, so you don't have to wait the whole episode to get to this conclusion. I'm just gonna say it up front, give it to you. I feel like I fucked up a great relationship. I'm not a relationship, a friendship. I fucked up a great friendship. It was my fault. I mean, I'm the one who had feelings. Me and my stupid fucking feelings. I hate feelings. I hate feelings. I fucking hate feelings. Like, feelings are like the cause, like the root of all evil. It's just feelings. You know what I mean? Let me just breathe for a second. Like, I'm getting worked up. This is gonna be emotional. I hope I don't cry. Like, I really hope I don't cry. I don't want to sound like a bitch in front of everybody. All right. So I just want to start off with back when we first met. It was middle school, and you know, she was like a new girl. And like, you know, there were only, in our middle school, you could only express yourself in certain ways because we had to wear uniforms. So like, she had braces, and so she would get her braces like certain colors. And like, she would do her earrings a certain way. And she would also, she would wear MAC cosmetics. And that's how I got into MAC cosmetics, was because of her. And in Chicago, it was just a regular thing. Like, I didn't, that wasn't a world to me. Or she introduced me to like professional makeup. So and that's funny that it took me like, I don't know how many years to realize that. Like, she was my influence. Like, so thank you. I almost said her name too. That's crazy. Yeah, she was a new girl. And like, I don't know how soon after she came to my middle school, but she was, we were friends. You know, I found out she lived down the street from me and like literally like a 5 minute walk. So I think we were on the same bus and like we just would walk home in the same direction, you know, and notice each other, just be like, that's the girl in my class, you know, oh, that's the new girl in my school. Like, you know, we sort of live by each other. So cool, whatever. And then before I knew it, it was like we were best friends. We were inseparable. Like every day after school, we would be in the park. Like this was when it was safe to play outside. Or this is when it was preferable to play outside. Because like these kids just wanted to make TikTok videos in the living room or in their bedroom. Like it's sad. Like I used to ride bikes and shit. Like I remember a time for the internet. I'm sorry, I'm getting off on a tangent. I'm sorry. Anyways. Yeah, back to Brianna. I said her fucking name. I'm so sorry. Okay, I didn't mean to, but I hope nobody caught that. I'm gonna bleep that out. Hopefully I can. Okay. It's near the 8 minute mark. Jesus Christ. I'm so embarrassed. Anyway. We're just inseparable. We're best friends, you know? I remember distinctly, it was, during the, Obama election. Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Obama election. So that should give you an idea of how far back this is when we first met. There was nothing sexual going on. There was nothing gay going on. Nothing lesbian, nothing bi. No, nothing queer. I mean, I love the LGBTQ, you know, but it's just not me. And I know that now because I went through this. And I'm glad I had my experimentation. And I'm glad I live in a time where experimentation is okay. You know what I'm saying? Because let's face it, I could have been, like, you know, shunned out of my family, like, 20 years ago. Like, let's tell the fucking truth. Anyway, off on a tangent. So... there was no sexual attraction going on. No homo shit going on in the beginning. When I say the beginning, I would say like the first 4 years out of five. I mean, we were together for a little bit. I don't really know how long, but I'll get to that later. You know, we were in high school together, and something that take responsibility for what I'm about to tell you is that I, in my head at the time, it was making our bond stronger, but I introduced her to marijuana, and I introduced her to ecstasy, and I introduced her to cigarettes, and I introduced her to alcohol. Well, not necessarily alcohol, because she didn't, you know, it just wasn't her thing, but like... I was exposed to, like, places that, like, you know, I exposed her to, like, places where she could get alcohol if she wanted to. I mean, she had access to it, so whatever. Just delete the whole alcohol conversation with this whole thing. Fuck it. I don't know, I'm getting, like, really giddy, like, talking about her. This is weird. Like, I'm getting really, like, all butterflies now. Oh, my God. Like, if she's listening to me, hey, you know who you are. There's only one of you. There's only one girl, and that's you, that can make me gay. And that's you. I almost said your name again, but, like, if you're listening, which I hope you are, I hope somebody messy enough, like, if one of you mutual messy-ass friends is listening right now, send this to her and be like, she's talking about you, and she's gay about it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Rainbows. Anyway, I introduced her to drugs. So like, I take responsibility for that because she developed an addiction, you know. But I thought it was bringing our bond closer. I thought we were getting closer together doing these drugs, and I felt like I wasn't alone. For like, you know, for like a good majority of my life, I felt really alone. But like, for, you know, I finally felt like someone understood me. You know, I am a weird kid that, like, you know, I'm an adult now, but like at the time I was a kid, you know, I was drawing a lot at the time, and like my drawings were just really weird and dark and abstract. Like you should have seen the shit I used to draw. It was really weird, but like she understood like everything within it, because like I used to draw a lot of like optical illusions and like a lot of faces within faces, like some trippy shit, you know, like, because I thought it was cool or whatever. Like, I thought I was, like, the Kurt Cobain of the art world or something. Like, whatever the fuck that means. You should have seen me in high school. Like, I was a fuckhead. Anyway, she would understand it. She would tell me, you know, you need to keep drawing with this. You need to keep drawing stuff. Keep posting. So she's the one who, like, was, like, my first supporter. Be like, hey, we need to do this. So, she planted, like, a seed in my head. to do it. And it didn't blossom until much later on. But, you know, I'll always remember that. Here I am smiling again. Oh, my God. Shit. I miss her so much. I will admit that. I wish I didn't do this. And I'll tell you what, I wish I didn't turn gay on her. I should have turned her out, you guys. I turned her out. I mean, there's no other way to say it. I turned her out. I mean, for me only, I'm not saying for every girl, but like, I'm saying like, for me, like I turned her out for the time being. It was the turn out. She turned me out without even realizing. Her fault. Hey, it's your fault. I'm just kidding. You know what it was? It was... I never felt so loved back in my life. I think that's what it was. Like, somebody finally loved me back. Like, somebody, like, loved me as... Like, probably just as much or more than I loved them. That is a lot. That's saying a lot. So, let me just fast forward. You know, I can go on and on about our friendship. You know, you know, we're two very young 15, 16-year-old drug addicts. You know what I mean? Like, we were bad shoplifters. We would shoplift every single day. We would just steal everything. We'd go to I'm getting off on this here. But we were very close and dysfunctional. We were very close and very dysfunctional. And I feel like the dysfunctionality was like the best fucking part. Oh my God. Cause it was just so passionate. It was so teenager. And that's what it was. She was my teenage fucking dream. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know. Like, I always knew I wanted like a teenage love. Cause you always see it in the movies, you know? You always see that shit. But it's like, I didn't know I was going to be attracted to a pussy. Like, I didn't know that. Like, I was, you know, that shit kind of like, you don't look for that shit. It was odd. It, like, I remember the day it hit me, and I'm going to tell you about it. I had a job at Desert Sky Mall. I'm 75th and McDowell. I think it's 75th and McDowell. Could be wrong. No, it is 75th and McDowell. Desert Sky Mall. You know, you walk in, you know, at the La Curacao, and then you take a right at the Hot Topic. The Hot Topic. Yep. Still there. Yep. Anyway, I worked at that Hot Topic when I was 16, and I was a greeter girl. I was a seasonal greeter girl. That was my first job. Thank you very much. Tracy at Hot Topic. He who shall not be named. Thank you very much for hiring me. Anyway, off on a tangent. I remember texting her, like, hey, I need to tell you something. Because, like, I remember being in the middle of my shift and just, like, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, I am in love. It just hit me so hard. I was like, oh my God, I'm in love with my best friend. And she's a girl. I was like, but I'm not gay. But like, I was, at the time, I was still a virgin. You know what I mean? So I hadn't had like dick yet. So I was like, but I knew I always had crushes on guys. So I knew I wasn't gay. You know what I mean? So I mean, I thought it was a very confusing time. And for me, being bi wasn't in my mind. I don't think I'm bi. I don't think I'm gay. I think I'm straight. But I think I was very curious. And I feel like if I didn't explore that, I wouldn't know that that's not who I am or how I am. So anyway, I hope that makes sense. I'm in the middle of my shift at Hot Topic, and I'm literally crying. So, like, they let me go off the floor, and I text her. I'm like, I just laid on her. And this is how I turned her out. I was like, I love you more than a friend, and I want to be more than friends. I want to be girlfriend and girlfriend. I literally just laid it out, you know, because, like, what else are you supposed to say at that after you say I have feelings for you and you guys are both the same sex? Like, right now, it's totally cool to be gay. It's totally cool to have your gay flags and, you know, all that. And, like, there's kids that are alive today who know only a world where gay marriage is legal. I remember a time when you used to make fun of gay people in class and say, that's so gay. Right now, if you say that's so gay, like, you can get fired. You can get suspended. You can get in trouble. Like, you know what I mean? You can have real repercussions. But people used to say the phrase, that's so gay, all the time. Even gay people would say it, like, in kind of like, not self-defense, but like in self, like, they didn't want to, like, they wanted to blend in. So they would even say it. And like, they would even say it about stuff they did. And you could tell it was just like, you know, I'm going to make fun of me before you do, type of thing. Anyway, off on a tangent.
But, you know, I remember a time when gay marriage was illegal. I remember a time when being gay was a very scary thing to do, a very scary thing to be public about and to be proud of. And I'm very, you know, when people are, you know, they don't like, you know, they have attitude for gay pride. And just like, you gotta remember these people, like, and I will admit, if I didn't have the backlash of my family, of me coming out to them, if I didn't have the negative backlash, which I will talk about, because it was traumatizing. If I didn't have that negative backlash of coming out as being in love with another woman, I wouldn't be able to say 100% that I'd be as supportive of the LGBTQ as I am today. And that is a shame. That is a shame. But I didn't raise me. I come from a family that is, it's okay if someone else is gay except my child type thing. Like, gays are cool only in San Francisco. Gays are cool only on TV. But if my child is gay, it's not going to happen. That was the message that I got, point blank, that I'm not allowed to be gay. And being gay is a sin. Being gay is wrong, disgusting, against Jesus, against life, the natural order of life, against womanhood and all that shit. So I was witness to, and it was just bad. I'll break that down. But I got that message loud and clear that I would not be accepted if I was gay. Got that message loud and clear. There was no sugarcoating it at all. Yeah. So yeah. Ooh. Yeah. It feels so good to get that off my chest. You have no idea. I've never said that before. And I was angry. Oh God, I was angry. I feel like all this anger is just leaving my heart. Oh, I feel like blackness is leaving my heart. What is going on? I feel like all this black venom is just being poured out of my soul. I didn't know I was carrying that for so long. All that hatred.
It feels good, you guys.
If you're gay, come out the closet. It's 2021, bitches.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, back to live at the time.
You know, I'm in that moment. I'm in that bathroom. I'm on that break. I'm in that ship. I'm in that mall. I'm just kidding. Obviously, I'm in that mall. So I'm like, so what? Are we gonna do this or not? And she's like, she's texting back. She's like, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. And I'm like, I know that. But I like, I'm telling her, I'm like, I'm not gay either. And so I'm like, so what are we gonna do about this? And then so she's like, I'm not gay. And I'm just like, okay, it doesn't matter. I'm not gay. So initially it was like, it was only between me and her. Like she had another best friend and I had other best friends too. But it was like, there was no way we were telling anybody about this. Anybody. Cause like I said, it was a scary time to be gay. It was still a scary time to be gay. This was pre Bruce Jenner becoming Caitlyn Jenner. And you know what I mean? And pre gay marriage legalization. Like, realize that. Like, imagine that. Like, or remember that. A lot of you, you know, in my audience is like, you know, you guys are in your like 23 to like 45. What's up? You know what I mean? But you know, you guys know what's up. You guys remember a time when it was scary to be gay. But you know, there are some. You know, teenagers that listen, you guys, like, it was really scary to be outwardly gay. Like, if you dared to, like, tweet, you know, your pansexual flag, if it existed, you know, it almost like 15 years ago, or how, in 2008 or whatever, you know what I mean? You get outed to, like, your whole school, they call you a dyke, you know what I mean? Then, like, your parents will find out, and then, like, it'd just be bad. Anyway, off on a tangent, I apologize. How do you deal? That's why it's called the Manic Cannons Podcast. Anyway, she agrees, finally. And it didn't take her long, so she agreed that, you know, we're going to give this a shot. So, we only had intercourse twice. Or three times. But, like, they were very brief. But the first time was very nice. It was very lovely. But, like, I never achieved that type of, I don't know. I never, like, if I were to give myself points, I'd give myself, like, a 6 out of a fucking 10 for being with a woman for the first time. And the rest, maybe, like, a 3 out of a 10 because she was not engaged. And, like, it's because, you know, she was being unfaithful. And that's, I mean, I accept that now because, you know, she has,
two beautiful children, and I could never give that to her. Ever. I could never give that to her. And that's no diss on the lesbian couples or whatever. That's no diss on you guys, but I could never give that to her. Financially, biologically, medically, I could never give that to her. I could never give her children. I could never give her a family, a real family. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I promise.
So I need to be careful.
And I'm so thankful to God that I am a mature person today, that I don't have to sit here and feel the need to trash her, because that's not what it's about. You know, if anything, I want you guys to realize how much of a gem she is. She deserves the best. So I hope she doesn't settle for anybody. Because, you know, honestly,
the point of admiration.
Like, if I was a man, I'd be with her. You know, if I was a man, I'd be with me second, but I'd be with her first. Oh my God. There you go. Anyways. So our relationship, though, in the beginning, pre-infidelity, pre-cheating, pre-going behind my back and ripping my heart apart. Just kidding. No, I'm not. Really?
What the fuck, Candace?
Anyways, I can't wait to play that back and just hear the loud. I'm not kidding. She. If I ever needed like a heart transplant, like I probably need one because she did a number on it. I still remember how it felt. Okay, tangent. Anyway, yeah. Just let me have my petty lover boy moment, okay? Like shit, I deserve it. Anyway, no, I don't. I need to be mature. I need to grow up. I'm almost 30. No, I'm not. I'm closer to 25 than 30, but round it up, I'll be 30. Okay, off on a tangent. We only got a half hour left. Our relationship was that it was a lot of gifts, and it was a lot of, I really liked knowing that she was mine, and I really liked knowing that people wanted her so bad, and I really liked knowing that she was dressing up, you know. Maybe it wasn't for me. It was probably for her to feel nice, you know, because that's what girls do. Like, they like to dress up to feel nice for themselves. Like, it's hardly about another person, you know, rarely. Anyways, you know, she was really, really lovely to look at. And she smelled nice. And she would come after school and we would cuddle. And we would just, like, you know, we get high and just cuddle. You know, just get high and cuddle with the one you love. Like, the best fucking thing. And on top of that, she's my best friend. So we're, like, talking shit. And, you know, we're shoplifting. And, you know, every time we went out and we're going out to eat. So we have this, like, dysfunctional relationship where we were just, every day after school, we would just, like, walk to the smoke shop, get a pack of, you know, get our weed, you know, get our pipe and, like, get our lighters and, like, you know, whatever, our blunt wraps and just, like, you know, go walk around the neighborhood, stop at one park, you know, get high, you know, go to Burger King, get a double cheeseburger and a cone, you know, walk back to my house, like through the rubble where in the back of the house on 75th and Baseline, where like the houses weren't built, behind the Walmart on 8th or Lower Buckeye. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Remember when those houses weren't built for like 10 for like 5 years? It was just a bunch of fucking just dirt and like empty houses and like just like half done houses and just bricks everywhere. Remember that area? Yeah, we would cut through there, go to my house over on Baseline and 76th Avenue, and then get high there, smoke a cigarette, and then we just, like, cuddle in my bedroom, watch a movie or whatever, and that'd be on repeat, and then we'd switch her house, my house, and then it started slipping, and I remember the day it slipped, Kid Cudi came out with his Wizard album, and it wasn't on, like, this was before, like, any streaming services or anything. I forgot if it was iTunes or something. It wasn't on iTunes, or it wasn't on SoundCloud, or it wasn't somewhere where she got her music. So what I did is, like, I had a different type of phone than she did, so I was able to, like, download files differently. The day the album came out, I don't know how I did this, but I was able to download all the tracks in order and the album artwork for her. And I walked all the way to her house and I Bluetooth her the whole album while she was asleep. And I woke her up and I'm like, hey, you know, I got you the Kid Cudi album. I got you access to the new Kid Cudi album. Wizard, here you go. You know, it's on your phone.
Like, you don't have to worry about it. Like, I put so much thought and, you know, and effort. And it was just no question that, you know, I'm going to do this for my girlfriend because I love her. You know what I mean? Like, and then she just didn't appreciate it. And that's when I knew something was wrong. Like, something was wrong. And then, you know, she got a puppy. She got a puppy from our friend. A shout out to our friend. You know who you are who gave her a puppy? You bastard. I'm just kidding. It's your fault. You gave her that damn puppy. I'm just kidding. You know, the puppy is lovely. It's the puppy. Puppy is a champ. The puppy is very strong. I don't want to say the puppy's name because it's going to be really obvious who she is. But yeah, she got a puppy. I give her props. She raised that puppy, you know, trained the puppy, you know, like taught her how to do things. And it was really cute. It was very photogenic. And like, I was there. I was here for it. You know, I was here for it. Granted, I didn't like dogs. It was, I've had it later with my dog Gunner, but like, at the time, I never had like this is my dog. You know what I mean? Like that attached me, like, oh, my dog. But I would see a dog, but so cute. You know what I mean? But like, it wasn't like, oh, that's my dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know how that feels now. Like, Gunner's my dog. But like, I fucking hate divorce, man. Like, I miss Gunner. I wish he was in the papers. I wish he was in the prenup. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, if this happens, I'm getting the fucking dog. Going off on a tangent. Anyways, going off on a tangent. Oh, that's an. Oh, don't get me started. Don't get me started. Don't get me fucking started. Don't get fucking married. Anyway, that's all I have to fucking say. No offense, but don't get married. And congratulations to anyone who just got married. I say that lightly. I'm just like, sorry. Off on a tangent. What are you guys gonna do with me? Jesus. Anyways, she started mentioning that she had this friend that had the same puppy, but the opposite sex, because she had a girl puppy, but like, imagine the same breed, but like the guy version. Okay. And both of their puppies were like the same age, and like both of their puppies like weren't fixed. So like they could reproduce. And it was like the type of puppies they were like really rare. And like, if you got a full bred puppy, like newborn, like you could sell it for like hundreds of dollars. Like, you know, you could sell it like a rack of puppy, you know, realistically. You know, today I probably pay like $1,800 to $3,600 for one of those puppies today. If they're born today, you know, cause I am looking for a puppy, but like, I don't want, they grow big anyway. So she starts mentioning this friend and then one day she mentions there's this store that's dedicated to puppies that are just her breed of puppies. So I was like, okay, so you're going to go to the store with your friend who's a guy that has the same puppy. So you guys are going to go to this specific puppy store for this specific breed of puppy. I'm saying puppy too much. Puppy. And so she's like, yeah. And so my dumbass didn't think anything of it. And then, you know, she was going to a different high school at the time, because long story short, she got kicked out because of something. I don't know. Drug related. It's my fault. Anyways, she went to a graduation at her high school. It wasn't her class, but like, she went to like the class higher than hers graduation. And she just like broke up with me through text. And I was like, I remember like laying on my bed and just like feeling like somebody ripped my esophagus out. And I just was just, I remember the tears in my eyes were just very warm. They were very hot. And my heart was like in my throat and I couldn't breathe. And I was just like, crying out her name, but like nothing was making a sound. I felt like someone just cut my throat open. And as I like bled out and tried to like plead with her, she just ignored me. All I could feel was pain. That's all I felt was fucking pain. And when your first love breaks up with you, that's all it is, just fucking pain. Anyways, so I find out later on, because of course she's like blocked me on everything. You know what I mean? And I find out later on that she
the person that she was going to the puppy store with is her new boyfriend. And then I find out later on that this new boyfriend is her, like, she's living with this new boyfriend, like for real. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Oh, all right. And I find out, like, later on, this is the father of her children. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And then, you know, I was really bitter. I was bitter for, like, 2-3 years. I was really bitter. Bitter. Because I was bitter because she cheated on me. And I'll be out, look, I'm not perfect. I cheated on someone. And I felt like shit. And I felt horrible. It wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth how I felt. I cried immediately after it was over. And like, I'm not trying to say that to make anyone feel sorry for me. No one should feel sorry for me. No one should feel sorry for me that Brianna did. No, it's just minute mark and a 38-minute mark. No one should feel sorry. Brianna, shit! No one should feel sorry that she cheated on me. Nobody, okay? Now, she cheated on me before I got cheated on, so I just want to make that clear. Not that it matters, but I don't want anyone thinking that I'm trying to get revenge or something. Whatever. Anyways, I was just bitter because I was just like, how fucking dare you? How fucking dare you? Like, if we were just like friend, I would kick your ass. I would kick your ass. Like, you're lucky you have this, like, you know, like, I wanted to kick her ass. Like, you cheat on me? You cheat me? Me? I did everything for you and you cheat me? So that's how it was. Like, I got over it. I just got over it. And I think what helped a lot was her kid. And I remember, like, you know, that weird, those weird years, like 2-3 years after, you know, no contact, you know, I was blocked on everything. You know, there was a point in time where I was no longer blocked on certain things. And I noticed that. So I was like, you know, I would look at her profiles and I would see pictures and I would just be like, oh my God, like, you know, like first it was, you know, the oldest one. And I was like, wow, you know, like this, it looks the spitting image of in the oldest one in both of them. But like, you know, just seeing like the first one and just like being like, just so in awe and just like, just so, I just thank God. You know what I'm saying? I prayed to God. I was like, please, like, I was just like, thank you so much. You know what I mean? Like, you know, she went from like not living for anything to living for something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to put her personal business out there, but you know, there were many nights where I stayed up with her and she just cried in my arms. She just cried because she was just dealing with so much bullshit. She was dealing with so much shit. At home, it was ridiculous. No child should ever have to go through what she went through. She went through it. Okay? I mean, we all went through it, but she went through it. So there were many nights where I held her. And just, that's all I could do. Because, you know, what else are you supposed to do when someone's hurting? You know what I mean? So you just, you know, yeah. So, you know, I know she's providing that type of, like, love and more love to her kids. Like, I know she's a great mom. I just know she is. I can see it, I feel it, and like I'm happy. I'm really happy. I'm really blessed to say that I've met her kid, her kids. You know, and I'm not here to talk shit about anybody. I'm not here to bash her, the father of her children. I'm not here to do that. But you know, I feel like at least on my end, I wanted to see her a little more than the 2 times that I saw her in the past 4 years. I feel like her family dynamic, and for good reason, I guess, because I am the ex-girlfriend, and I have to realize that I was probably off limits to speak to just because I was the ex-girlfriend. And that's something I didn't understand, like, out of principalities, because in my mind, you know, in my delusional mind, I wanted to go back to being best friends, but that just wasn't a possibility because I fucked it up. Like, we had, you know, we were kissing, we were making out, we were holding hands, we were like, you know, gay as fuck, like on online and shit. You know what I mean? We were full on, we were a couple. We were past the boundaries of a friendship for sure.
for sure. Yeah, so I feel like now I get it. But, like, you know, we definitely were being very sneaky trying to meet up. And, like, you know, those two times we met up, it was, you know, her baby's father was not aware. And, like, if he was, then it would be bad. And that's all I'm going to say. I keep my distance for a reason today, even though I know that they are no longer together. I keep my distance because, one, rejection. I don't want to be told, like, hey, I don't want anything to do with you, because that's going to hurt my feelings. And I'd rather just keep it where it is and then try to reach out and being told no. You know, there's things that have transpired to where it'll just be weird if I were to ever just be friends with her on, like, even on, like, a, you know, like a happy holidays, happy birthday type level. Like, things have gone weird. And then not only that, it's like, you know, we're all adults. Like, you know, we all have lives. Like, we're all different. And we all, like, I don't know, like, girl, like, if you're listening, like, for me, like, our relationship was, it shaped who I am today in such a big way. Like, I love people the way I loved you. At least I tried. Not a lot of people receive it well. It's too much for some people, but it's just like, you know, I don't know. I just, this is hard. It's not like you're really here, but I know, like, some nosy fuck is going to send this to you. So, just know that I think you are a great mom, and that's all, like, don't compare yourself to, like, you know who, and stay strong. And I'm here if you need support. It could be, like, just very minimal contact, like, whatever. I don't want to be weird, okay? I want to respect your boundaries. Like, I'm not trying to be gay at all. I'm not gay. And, I really wish your kids the best. I think about them every day. I think about you every day. I hope you're doing great. You look great. Okay, that is a little gay, but, like, I just know that I have regrets. I have regrets. I wish I didn't text you that day at work. I wish I kept my feelings to myself that day. I wish I would have sat with my feelings. I wish if I really thought I was gay, I would have experimented with someone else. I wish we were still friends. I'm really happy you and Carla kept in contact and, you know, became closer, because it's like I kind of get to, like, still see you, like, we get to grow up with each other, but not really, because it allowed me to, like, keep tabs on you without trying. Like, I could, you know, when it involves Carla, like, if Carla gets married, I'm gonna see you there. I'm gonna see your kids. Like, you know, like, there's a party or whatever. I'm saying too much. Good. Why am I? I'm fine, you guys. I'm fine. Oh my god, I need to fucking shiver. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, no, I quit. I quit. That is the old me, not the new me. Ew, I sniffled. Why is my microphone extra sensitive today? Fuck. This fucking playlist slap, though, if I do say so myself. You're welcome. Shout out to everyone who made it thus far. Hey, listen, a girl a favor. Go on Apple Podcasts. Give me 5 stars. I don't know. You know what? It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? If people feel like they want to give me 1 star, that's fair. But if you feel like I deserve 5 stars and you haven't given me a rating yet on Apple Podcasts, go right ahead. Go scroll down to where you're listening now and give me a 5-star rating. You don't have to write anything. You can just submit, tap the fifth star and submit it. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. I love you for doing that. I really want to shout out all the listeners, and I want to take a look at the map and see where we're at right now, because it's been like a few days since I checked the map, and we were at 3 countries last time I checked outside of the U.S. and we were in Kansas, we were in Colorado, Chicago, we got another spot in California. Shout out to Albina for listening to all 4 episodes back to back. That is awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That, like, made my day. And, like, thank you forever. If you, like, even if you listened and you gave me a 1-star, thank you. It's only going to make me better. It's only going to make me want to do better. That's only going to make me want to just bring it better. I want more guests. I want guests. Like, starting November 1st, I'm going to start scheduling guests. But if you want to be a guest and you have an idea for a show, hit me up. You don't have to email me. Go on my Instagram. Go, you know, find my Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, find something, like, and just, like, message me. And just be like, hey, I have a podcast idea. Let's do it. And let's do it. You know what I mean? Like, things are still new. I'm, like, a month in. But, my goal was 30 streams. I wanted 1 stream per day. And I'm way past that. And I think that with my momentum and just, you know, with my attitude right now, things can get really going. Like, things can go in a great direction. You know what I mean? So I think consistency is the key here. I really had a great time tonight. I hope you did too. Thank you for hearing my gay story with me. And on our way out, I want to read you some good news of my stats with the podcast. And I also want to play you this gay song. Well, it's not a gay song. It was written by a gay girl, sang by a gay girl. But it was, remember Lindsay Lohan when she did Mean Girls? One of the songs in Mean Girls was written by a gay woman who turned Lindsay out. So this is to you, girl. And I hope that, you know, I didn't piss you off tonight. And yeah, I think it's best, though, that we just let things be the way they have been. And let's not complicate things. I think it's best we stay apart. I think it's healthy. I think it's mature to move on. But just know I have regrets. And I will always love you, no matter what. And I'll see you on the other side, bitch. All right. This is the Manic Candace Podcast, episode 5. This is the end, and I'm going to play this gay song for Mean Girls. Gay, 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 gay. Someone else or just one day? Did you ever feel like you want to see another pair of eyes? I have this problem where, like, if a song is playing, I tend to sing it. And I think that, like, I'm, like, the shit when I'm singing it, but I'm not. I am so not. It's probably one of my worst traits, honestly. Like, I don't care. I don't care. And I wonder if I'm just built this way. And the man that I've got fancy feel like I'm to blame when it's over. Me and my selfish ways. Go back to start again. Go back to start again. Can I get a round of applause? Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am not prepared for cold weather. But I don't care. And I wonder if I'm just built this way. Every man that I know makes me feel when it's over, when it's over. Selfish way. Come back to start again. Every man that I know makes me feel like I'm too great when it's over. Na 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 na.
Okay, I'm not singing that again.
Okay. Oh my gosh, you guys. This episode was like oodles and oodles and oodles of fun. I feel like I have released a bunch of my teenage demons and like I'm free. I think admitting that I have regrets out loud and directed towards her, that I didn't keep my feelings to myself that day, I can't really say that because it's like if I didn't do that. And I'm by no means am I trying to make myself more important than what if I didn't like make my move or whatever? And like, what if she didn't meet the father of her children? You know what I mean? Like, what if she didn't meet him? you know, because she did cheat on me. So I'm saying, like, if she wasn't like creeping on the prowl, or whatever, would she would have met him? I don't know. That's just my thought. That's just my pride. That's just my healed wound, and I'm sticking to it. Yep. Hallelujah. I don't know why I said hallelujah. Like I said, it's almost Christmas. And it's almost Thanksgiving. What the fuck are y'all doing? Me, my mom ordered a B&B or booked a B&B, and I'm like, oh, we got the money. I was like, we rich now. We're booking B&B. This is the Kardashian show. This is what the Kardashians do. They book some like shit for their holidays and they take pictures and shit. And then I was like, all right, cool. You know, this is a good thing. If you are blessed enough to have a relationship with your parents, one, and you're blessed enough to be an only child, two, and you're blessed enough to fucking have your parents like make a decent amount of money and just like like when they're older, like shit starts. No one tells you this, that when your parents are old, they're fucking loaded. No one tells you that. No one tells you that your old parents are loaded. No one says that. And I'm looking around at these 30, 45 year olds. I'm like, yep. I know where all your money comes from. I see you. How dare you make my generation work so hard? Oh my God. Where was I going with this? My next episode, I'm going to get into us versus them, okay? They ruined everything. And we've known that. It's not like I barely, like, had this idea that the boomers ruined everything. Of course they fucking ruined everything, okay? They didn't give a shit. They were the fucks that had ass when they were 14 and now they're in fucking Congress, okay? No wonder shit's fucked up. They had no respect for their parents. And it just baffles me how hypocritical they are. Anyway, that's episode 6. Oh my God. So I actually want to like open the floor to you guys. Like, what kind of episodes, like what kind of subjects do you want to see? Do you want like more relationships? Do you want more like art? Do you want more? You know, I'm not into like celebrity gossip or anything like that. So it's just like, just let me know. Or let me know what you found interesting or like, I don't know if that, or just like have feedback for me. How could I get better? You know, this is the beginning stages for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to stop. This is fun for me. You know what I mean? I'm not looking for sponsorships. What the fuck are sponsorships? You know what gets me going? It's seeing like these dots light up on the map. Like that's what gets me going. It's like seeing like a new location, like somewhere, like someone like, oh, I got a new listener. That's what gets me going. I can give two fucks if I make money off of this. All right. Before we go, let's look at the map. See if we got any new locations.
Okay.
Let me zoom in. Okay, the countries outside of the U.S. has stayed the same, which is cool. I mean, they've gotten like bigger, more red. I think that means that like the more the person is listening, the more red it gets. I could be totally wrong, so don't quote me on that. But like my countries are still Ireland, Belgium, and Norway. Oh, wow, Norway. But in the United States. So those are the countries outside of the U.S. Those are the total countries, I said, the United States, where I have listeners. And right now, looking at the U.S., I still have... Nice. I have two more spots in California. So... right now in California, I have San Jose near San Francisco, but San Leandro. Shout out to San Leandro and San Jose. Whoever's listening out there, shout out to you. Fucking two spots in LA. Oh, wow. So I actually have more. Okay, one in Glendale, one in LA, one in Corona. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That is awesome. 5 listeners in California. That's dope. So Arizona is just a fucking hot spot right now. Like, it's hot, hot, hot. There's so many spots in Arizona right now. It's just fucking ridiculous. See here. You know, I'm going to change the song real quick. You know, why are we rushing? Let's fucking jam. You know, if you made it this long, you might as well just jam out. You know what I'm saying? Do-do-do-do-do. No, it's not what I wanted.
Fuck.
Alrighty.
I went on a roll today with my music, or like the past 2 days. It's kind of, it's not bad, but it's like, girl, you good? Let's see. Oh, I'm getting in trouble for this one. Oh, fuck it. Okay, yeah. I like this song. You like this song? I love this song. I love this song. You don't even know what the fuck this song is. Shut the fuck up. I'm just kidding.
It's Friday, and I'm ready to say, pick up the girls.
Okay. Let's be serious. Let's count how many people are in Arizona. Oh my God, there's so many. Okay, Let me turn this down. There's so many spots. Okay, 1, 2, 3. 16? 15 or 16 spots? Okay, I'm a fool. I'm such a fucking fool. Okay, we got one in Denver, Colorado. I knew that. Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita.
All right, to the East Coast, we got Chicago. We got Chicago. I can't even fucking breathe because, like, this microphone's going to pick it up. It's going to be like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I just need to breathe, but it's like, I got to breathe, like, so hard. Like, I have to exhale really hard to, like, make it not make a sound. It's so funny. Okay, listener in Abingdon, what the fuck? You can tell I'm from the fucking West Coast. Virginia, Washington, 2 in Virginia, 3 in Virginia. 3 in Virginia, no. 1 in 1, 1 like on the border of Tennessee and Virginia. And then 1 in Washington, I think this is in Maryland, 1 in Washington. That is dope. That is dope as fuck. Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to this story. True story. And I hope you have a great night. NBC. And look out for episode 6. All right. Good night. Love you.